Senator-elect Scott Brown came to Washington today. He's the Massachusetts Republican who shattered the Democrats' filibuster-proof majority earlier this week. At the Capitol, Brown's new colleagues from both sides of the aisle welcomed him aboard, though it's not clear when he'll be sworn in. NPR's David Wilna has the story from the Capitol.
Scott Brown was the focus of a phalanx of news cameras as he strode into the Russell Senate office building this morning.
Thank you very much for all coming. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brown did seem a tad awestruck as he made his way to the office of Arizona Republican John McCain. Once inside, he said it was McCain who last year looked him in the eye there and encouraged him to seek the Senate seat held by Ted Kennedy for nearly half a century.
And I wanted to pay him the first visit and thank him for that support.
Asked by reporters whether he'd be the kind of moderate Northeastern Republican who works with Democrats, Brown dodged the question.
I want to get an office, get a business card, and then look at the information and make a proper decision based on the facts.
Next stop was the office of the senior senator from Massachusetts, Democrat John Kerry. A reporter there wanted to know whether Kerry had been shocked by Brown's election.
I hate to say this to my fellow Democrats, but I wasn't shocked.
Mr. Brown, what are you going to be?
Because I saw it coming.
And Kerry did have a few words of advice for the junior senator-elect from Massachusetts.
You have to work across the aisle here to make things happen. Americans don't just elect Democrats and Republicans. They elect people to be responsible with the people's business. I look forward to working with Scott on that. He'll have his chance to vote for Massachusetts many times over the next few years. And that will define him, not me, not him here today.
Brown, who faces a re-election bid the year after next, allowed that he just might work with Democrats on legislation.
If I see a bill that is good for my state, I'm going to vote for it. And that's my first priority. And other senators represent other states. My initial job is to protect the interests of Massachusetts. And I don't owe anybody anything.
In a later meeting with Brown, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell bestowed a nickname on Brown that closely identified him with the soon-to-be 41-member GOP caucus.
When people asked for his autograph, he was writing 41 down. I said, this is a man who understands how the Senate operates. So henceforth, I will always think of him as 41.
Things were just as mirthful when Brown then stopped by to see Majority Leader Harry Reid.
I, of course, welcome you to the Capitol. I read an article in here today that because you got elected, my job's going to be easier. I hope that's the case.
Easier because Brown's arrival means Reid is no longer expected to keep 60 senators voting together. David Wong, NPR News, the Capitol.